This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Keon Coleman thing, I mean, someone could go into the audio vault and go back to 2 years ago in our lead up when you guys had me on every week talking about Keon Coleman. Nothing has really changed. I mean, he's still near the bottom of the league in separation. Every once in a while, he can make this spectacular play where he, you know, looks like he has a 45-inch vertical, jumps over a guy like he did in that Patriots game. But then there's two or three that he looks like he's never caught a jump ball before. And beyond that, is he giving you a lot of yards after the catch? Is he really strong and powerful after the catch? Not really.
Chris Trapasso, I mean, the Bills are doing it again through five games. No dominant at all target hog in their offense. It goes like this. In terms of catches, at least, and targets would probably mirror this, but Shakir 22, Coleman 21, Dalton Kincaid 20, Cook and Palmer 12, and then sixth place would be Knox with 6. More catches than Elijah Moore, Curtis Samuel, Ty Johnson, maybe interestingly, Shavers as well. 20, I mean, look, this we've been here. We know this is not a, it probably sounds like it, but exactly a referendum, it is maybe, on just sort of how they've built this. You can't argue with the results, but there is no clear leader in this area. And it's easy to paint that as a good thing. It's also easy to paint there being one as a good thing. Detroit has Amon-Ra St. Brown, right? Like he has 6 touchdown catches, 35 catches, over 400 yards. Like he's the number one guy pass offense wise to deal with in Detroit. And then you've got Gibbs and Montgomery who are, to say the least, good enough as a running attack to make life a little bit easier for the quarterback there and for the receivers. But there is not that with the Bills, as we know. The Bills and the Lions are each conference's respective betting favorite to go to the Super Bowl. Imagine a Bills-Lions Super Bowl. You probably have. We haven't been that far away from it in the last couple of years. I just think of those. When I think of the Bills and Lions together, I think of those preseason games every year. The Ralph Wilson, you know, special, the last game of the preseason. And as that got older, nobody would ever play. And just like what a, well, frankly, kind of a waste of time that game was. But it was always the Bills and the Lions. And right now, they are the respectively AFC and NFC Super Bowl favorites. I think, I mean, despite the loss to New England, the Bills at the one app I'm looking at now are the clear number one choice. And that's largely, I mean, of course it's the reputation and who they are, but it's also their odds of winning their division and being the one. I mean, that is a big element in what goes into these, you know, these odds, these numbers. How likely are they to be the home team? How likely are they to get the bye? This kind of thing. And the Bills have that over the Chiefs. Would the Bills be favored this week in Kansas City? I think no. And again, that's not like a huge take or anything. They have been favored in Kansas City, I think, a couple of times in these regular season games. I don't think they would be this week, but I don't know. Kansas City's issue is their record. And being in a division with Denver and the Chargers, who are both at least pretty good, that will make it hard for them to win the AFC West and, you know, then to get home field. Like, that's obviously what that's about. So it goes Bills, Chiefs, Colts. The Colts have the record, and they do look really good. They don't have the history, the recent history of, you know, excellence that would give them maybe the benefit of the doubt here. And they also have Jacksonville and, for that matter, Houston, two teams that could end up pushing them. That's why this whole point is why New England is so important. If New England goes away, so to speak, then I think you got it. I mean, I think you should get the one. You should kind of sail to the playoffs and be able, to the best extent that you can control this, to be able to sort of set yourself up for success. That's extra. This was the case last year too, but they didn't get the one. They had to go on the road ultimately in the AFC Championship. But just, you know, whether that's matchups, rest, different ways you can play that. If you can, again, get to week 15 even and have the AFC East wrapped up, man, that is, it's got to be such a big edge. Didn't help them last year. Part of that was they were still chasing the Chiefs. And so those late season games were still big. They were never going to sit guys for the playoffs' sake in weeks 15 through 17. Then they got to 18, and they could afford it because the Chiefs had gotten to the point where they were out of reach. So then you have the game where Allen plays one play and guys are coming off the field. So that's the Bills' biggest edge right now in the odds, is that they have what looks like the, you know, best chance of winning their own division.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If New England stays good, then that would complicate this. NFC is really interesting. Like, right now, what is the best bet? Who is the best bet to win the NFC? Detroit has Green Bay. Green Bay has Detroit. They each also have Minnesota, for what it's worth. Philadelphia is sort of the version of the Bills with what maybe is the smoothest trip to the, you know, to the division title. But I don't know. Like, Washington made that tough last year. I like Dallas for the price for this. NFC West could be anybody's. I mean, anybody's. That is just four teams that are all pretty good. That could go all the way. And when you look at odds, it makes it really tough to... You get a good price if you guess it right, but to sort of lean on somebody, because I think the division is so even. And then NFC South, you would have... Tampa would be a pretty big favorite there. Atlanta would be second. Carolina, New Orleans, nowhere near. Maybe Tampa is the bet. All their games are close. It's San Francisco at Tampa Bay this week. And I think that's a three-point line. Maybe because every Buccaneers game is like a three-point game, right down to the end. Great win in Seattle. Tampa is 10-1 to win the NFC. I could see that happening. They get Evans back. Eventually they get Bucky Irving back, probably even earlier, maybe. And Mayfield is really on a roll for the Bucs. And they've won that division 4 years in a row, which is kind of stealth. People don't think of the Bucs maybe as like being on the kind of run the Bills are in their own division, but they almost are. And the division has been pretty weak, but so has this one. So it goes Detroit, Green Bay, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Rams, Washington, Tampa. And then there's a big drop in who wins the NFC prices, down to Seattle at plus 2,200, Minnesota right there with Seattle, and then way down even further to Dallas. I'm not sitting here like thinking all that about the Lions, but I probably should be. And I think why I'm not is that before the season, the Lions had both their coordinators leave. It's another kind of one of these things that the Bills have been lucky with. And, you know, it's somewhat, it's not all luck. Like, they've been so stable with their coaching staff. Detroit, you know, Ben Johnson, maybe this will be Joe Brady next year. We should talk about it at some point. He goes, and then what's that going to look like? Defensive Aaron Glenn leaves for the Jets. Two key offensive linemen leave. Are they all key? One retires, one leaves in free agency. And it seemed to me like they were a little bit inflated. Like, they had a great season, a lot of defensive injuries. Maybe they were the best team in the league themselves before it all fell apart. They lost Hutchinson, Detroit, but Philadelphia wins it, and they get the credit for this, like the best roster. So I was kind of off Detroit. I didn't want to draft Jahmyr Gibbs at 105. I didn't want to draft St. Brown at 112. I never wanted to draft Laporta. Just felt like the Lions, I don't want to say would implode, but a step back for sure. I don't think we've seen it. And so here they are with Green Bay being as good as they've looked. The Lions are still the top choice in the NFC. I think they've earned that. But I'm sort of fighting against it. I have a tough time like just sort of accepting that the Lions are the best. I don't know why. Really, I should just do that. Who is it then? I don't really love the Eagles. Like, who? If it's not Detroit, who is it? They do. You'd have to say they make sense as the conference favorite. Coming up, Sal Capaccio at 5, The Line. Those of you who've been with us a long time know it's that time of the week. Closing in on 5 o'clock on a Thursday, The Line. So a little bit more on what the odds look like with this week in mind coming up. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.